It's always wonderful to be with my family. It's good to be here.
总是这样的美好，又跟大家在一起了。
I want to talk to you about the words that Jesus said in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我今天和你们讲，耶稣自己讲的话，在福音四章里面的。
And in the book of Acts and the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
还有在新约里面，which two books?
Acts and Revelation.
启示录和传道书。
But first, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. First, I want to tell you about my New Testament professor.
首先我向你们介绍一下一位我的新约的教授。
My New Testament professor was Dr. Joseph Wong.
他的名字叫 Joseph Wong.
Dr. Wong had a PhD in New Testament from Princeton University.
王博士也是王教授，他有个博士学位，他的博士学位就是新约，在他的专业就是新约。
His class sounded deceptively easy.
他的课程名字听起来非常的简单。
It was called The Introduction to the New Testament.
课程名字叫新约简介。
The first day of class, Dr. Wong came into a large lecture room, almost as big as this room.
头一天上课，他一进到教室啊，发现这是一个非常大的教室，就像有这个教堂这么大。
Three of the walls were covered with blackboards.
三面墙上都是挂着大黑板。
As he talked, Dr. Wong would speak for over an hour, and he would fill all three blackboards with notes.
在他开始讲课，慢慢的这三块大黑板就都写满了。
It was an unbelievable volume of information.
信息量特别的大。
He did this 3 days a week, 12 times a month.
他每周教三次，那就是一个月十二次。
And then he said, I'm going to give you a test.
然后他说，我要给你们一个考试了。
Some student said, Dr. Wong, what's on the test?
所以就有学生问了，你会考什么呢？
Dr. Wong said, every word I wrote on the blackboard.
这个王教授说了，我讲的每一个字都是可能要考的内容。
Each one of Dr. Wong's tests took 3 hours to take.
他的每次考试都是三小时那么长。
He would ask questions, give the date when every book in the New Testament was written and explain your date.
他的题目，举个例子说，每一本书是哪年哪月哪日写的，有什么意义。
I have an easier test for you today.
我今天给你们一个考试，但是比他的容易多了。
We don't have to read the entire New Testament.
我们不需要阅读福音四章的全部内容。
The test that we're going to take is only the words of Jesus himself.
我要考你们的只是这几本书里耶稣自己说的话。
Some translations of the Bible have a special printing in them.
有些圣经的版本呢是有特别的印刷。
In English, it's called a red letter New Testament.
英文我们叫它就是红字版。
The words of Jesus himself are printed in red ink in the New Testament.
意思就是说，在新约里面，凡是耶稣亲自说的话，都印成红字。
I think there's a Chinese translation that also has the words of Jesus with different colored ink.
我想中文版本也有这样的。
Why am I teaching about the words of Jesus?
我为什么要这样强调讲耶稣的话呢？
You and I, we're called disciples of Jesus.
你和我们大家都是耶稣的门徒。
The word disciple in Greek comes from the same word as the word student.
希腊语中门徒这个词，它的词根和学生是一样的。
So if Jesus is the teacher, you and I are his students.
如果耶稣是老师的话，那我们就都是他的学生。
And every culture I know of, students want to know what is on the test.
不管你是从哪个国家来，如果你是学生的话，你最关心的一件事就是考试要考什么。
The words of Jesus, like the words of Dr. Wong, are what is on the test.
耶稣说的话，就像是教授说的话一样，是要在考试题上的。
So I'm in the English service talking about different topics that Jesus spoke about.
我在英文堂也讲了类似的内容，就是用耶稣的话来做主题。
Today we're going to talk about what Jesus said about his own words.
今天我们着重讲耶稣的话，而且是他怎么样说他自己来评价自己的话。
Jesus said that the words that he spoke are the very words of life.
耶稣说他的话就是生命的道。
In John 8:51 he said, "So if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
他说，耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus is not saying that you just have to hear the words that he says.
他说你不仅仅要听他的话。
He's not saying that you have to merely agree that the words that he said are true.
你仅仅是同意他的话是对的，也是不够的。
To abide in his words, we have to believe these words are true and live those words in our lives.
要做到遵守他的道，你就不仅要相信这个真理，而且还要照着真理去行。
This is a propositional statement.
这是一个条件句。
Jesus is saying, if you will do something, he will do something.
耶稣说了，如果你怎么怎么样做，他才会应许你什么。
If you and I will know the words of Jesus and live them,
如果你和我都知道了耶稣的道，而且照着去做，
the effect of living these words is a kind of freedom that only God can give us.
你得到的收获就是你得以自由。
Now there's an alarming trend in Western culture to disagree with the words of Jesus.
在西方文化中，有一种非常令人担忧的这么一个潮流，就是有人怀疑耶稣的话。
There are famous pastors, some seminary professors who actually say, "I am a Christian," but disagree with Jesus.
甚至有些著名的牧师，或者是神学家，他们竟然会说，我是基督徒，但是我并不全同意耶稣的话。
And the topics are heaven and hell and morality and marriage and love and all the basic things of life.
话题很广，包括天堂、地狱，道德、婚姻、爱情、信仰以及永生。
If you take this statement of Jesus and turn it over, it tells another truth.
你如果把耶稣说的这句话反过来说，它也是一个真理。
He's saying, if you do not abide in my words, you will not know the truth, and you will not be set free.
反过来说，也就是你如果不遵守我的道，你就不会晓得真理，你就不能得到自由。
Later in chapter 8, Jesus said an even better promise.
在这第八章后几个节中，耶稣继续说。
In chapter 8, verse 51, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death."
第八章五十一节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
Notice that this idea that Jesus has of faith involves more than just an intellectual knowledge of the words that Jesus said.
所以耶稣所说的这个真理，并不只是一个知识，不是只是在这个从智力层次上说的。
Here he just used a different word, but he said, if you keep my words, you'll never really die.
在这里他清清楚楚地告诉我们，你如果照着我说的话去做，就永远不会死。
We want to ask, how can Jesus make a promise like this?
我们也许会问，耶稣怎么能给出这样的许诺呢？
Jesus not only gets to give the test of life, he also gets to grade it.
耶稣不仅给你们出考试题，而且他也是给你判考卷的考官。
He said that he will give eternal life to those who know his word and live his word in faith.
他说他会给所有知道他的道并且照着去行的人给予永生。
I run into people who say to me, oh, it doesn't matter what you believe, all roads eventually lead to heaven.
我曾听见不少人这样说，不管你信哪个神，或者不管你信仰怎么样，到头来你都可以进天国的。
That is not what Jesus said.
那不是耶稣所说的话。
He said, if you know and keep my words, the words of Jesus, you will live forever.
他说得很清楚，你只有知道我的道，并且遵守我的道，你才能得到永生。
There is a science for interpreting the Bible.
解释圣经呢，也是一门科学。
This science is called hermeneutics.
这个词我不知道。
I don't know there's a Chinese word for hermeneutics. Sorry. First rule of hermeneutics, I'm going to give you the first rule of interpretation.
第一个规则是
the obvious meaning of something you read in the Bible is probably the correct meaning.
第一条就是最浅显易懂的，你觉得一看就明白的道理就是正确的。
Unless there's something in the immediate paragraphs before and after what you read that makes you think it means something else, it means exactly the simple thing you thought it meant.
除非是在这同一章节上下文中，你很快就能看到有反的意见。除此之外，只要你看见圣经上写的话，就都是字字句句就都是真的。
If I take 1,000 12-year-old children and have them read this verse in the Bible,
如果我让1,000个12岁的孩子读这一段圣经的话，
If you keep my words, you will have eternal life.
让他们读，你如果遵守我的道，你就会有永生。
950 of my 12-year-old children will come back with the correct meaning of this verse.
我估计至少有950个孩子能够正确理解这句话的意思。
And the other 50 were not paying attention.
另外50个一定是没有好好注意。
A person who, because they don't want Jesus' words to say what they say, interprets them differently, is wrong.
有些人不愿意信耶稣的话，就特意把它解释成不同的意思，但是他们是错的。
The Jewish leaders that listened to these words of Jesus did not want them to be true.
这些犹太人的官听见耶稣的话，他们不想让。
They disagreed. They said to Jesus, "You don't have to set me free. I'm already free."
他们竟然对耶稣说，我不需要你来给我自由，我已经有自由了。
They said, "I don't need your words to know God. I have a religion. I know who God is."
他们说，我不需要你的道来了解上帝，我已经有了我的神。我已经知道了。
Jesus called these men liars.
耶稣把这些人叫做说谎的人。
So it's not all right to disagree with the words of Jesus.
不同意耶稣的话是不对的。
To be a disciple, a follower of Jesus, I need to know and live his teaching.
作为耶稣的门徒。我们需要知道他的道，而且遵守。
If I do this, then Jesus promises me that I will have life and a new kind of freedom.
耶稣应许我，只要我遵守他的道，我就会有永生和自由。
So now, you and I, we are followers of Jesus.
你和我，我们大家都是追随耶稣的。
How do we know how to live this life that we've begun by faith?
我们怎样知道我们应该怎样去行呢?
Jesus went on to say that his words are also essential to a life of faith.
耶稣接着说，他的话，对于我们的信仰也是非常重要的。
He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building his house who dug deep, laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood rose and the streams broke against the house, could not shake it because it had been built well. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation." When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
这是路加福音第六章四十六到四十八节啊。你们为什么呼唤我主啊主啊，却不遵守我的话行呢？后面对不起，我没有把它都写下来。意思就是说，他就像盖房子的时候，你盖房子。要把那个根基一定要牢靠，如果是不牢靠的话，你的房子就不会坚固，就会被摧毁。
Sadly, some Christians make a false disagreement between the words of Jesus and in this verse and what faith is.
很不幸的是，有一些自以为是基督徒的人，他们不同意这样的话，他们把这个和一些信心的问题混淆起来，而且觉得他们不需要遵守耶稣的话。
Jesus is saying that faith is not only hearing his words, but also doing what they say.
耶稣说这个信心呢，并不只是知道耶稣的话就行了，而且是要照着去做才行。
I'll give you a second rule. Here's the second rule of biblical interpretation.
解释圣经的第二个原则。
Everything written in the Old Testament and the New Testament agrees with the teaching of Jesus.
新约和旧约都是互相。相辅相成的，凡是提到耶稣的地方，都从来没有矛盾。
Sometimes people will say, "Oh, God is one person in the Old Testament, and He's someone different in the New Testament."
如果有的人说神在旧约里面是一个样子，到新约里头就变成了另一个样子。
Jesus said that that's not true.
耶稣说了那是不对的。
Sometimes people say Jesus taught one thing and Paul taught something very different in the letters that Paul wrote.
也有人说耶稣在福音圣经里面说的话和保罗在某些章节里说的话不一样。
That also is not true.
那也是假的。
Let me give you some examples about what John said about the words of Jesus.
我给你举一个例子，是约翰如何来讲耶稣的话的。
In 2 John 1:9-11, he said, "Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Jesus does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds."
在约翰二书第一章9-11节约翰说，凡越过基督的教训不常守着的就没有神。
So all the things that John wrote in his letters and in the book Revelation are all in agreement with the words of Jesus.
所有约翰写的，不管是在书信中还是启示录，都是和耶稣的话相符合的。
What about the Apostle Paul? What did he say about the words of Jesus?
那保罗呢？
He said, if anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing.
在提摩太前书第六章3-5节这样说，保罗这样说，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑，并那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的争竞，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
So when you and I are interpreting of the New Testament letters that Paul wrote, we need to understand they are in agreement with the words Jesus spoke.
所以在对你们，你我大家来说，在我们看保罗写的书信的时候，我们要知道他说的话都是和耶稣的道是相符的。
If I think Paul said something very different, I need to study longer until I understand that how he agreed with Jesus in saying this.
如果我一开始没有明白，觉得是有不符合的地方，那我就需要更努力的学习，直到学明白为止。
Jesus would ask the same question to the apostles. As to us, why do you call me Lord and do not do what I tell you?
耶稣也问了同样的问题，去问他的使徒，他说，你们为什么呼唤我主啊主啊，却不遵守我的话行呢？
So Jesus is making an important second promise that you and I need to know.
这里耶稣给了我们一个很重要的应允。
If we know and live the words of Jesus, we will build a life that only God could make, and nothing on earth can shake it, that life.
如果我们知道他的道并且遵守，那样我们就建造了一个有神的生命，这样的生命是无坚不摧的。
The foundation of my life is on the rock of God, Jesus Christ.
我的生命的根基就像磐石一样坚固。
No temptation, trial, no trouble, no sorrow can destroy my life if it's built on Jesus' words.
无论是诱惑， 还是遇到苦难，我的生命都是坚固的，都不会被摧毁。
Let me share one more truth about the words of Jesus from his own word.
下面我来再分享一点真理，也是从他自己的话里来的。
Jesus said that his words were the very words of God the Father.
耶稣说他的话就是天父的话。
In John 17, verses 6 to 8, he said, I have manifest, he's speaking to the Father, I have manifest your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they are, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me.
约翰福音第十七章六到八节，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
No other person in all of human history has ever made this promise.
在历史上再没有另外一个人曾经说过类似这样的话。
Every word in red in that New Testament is a word from God himself.
在这个红字版里，每一句红色的字都是耶稣自己说的话。
I had a young intelligent person ask me an important question when I told him this.
我有一个有一次有一个很年轻的聪明人问我这样一个问题。
He said, Pastor Chuck, how do I know that the words in my Bible are actually the words of Jesus?
他问我，我怎么才能知道圣经里的话真的是神的话呢？
I told him that I could loan him a 600-page scientific book that proves that these are the words of Jesus.
我告诉他说，我可以送给他一本600页厚的书，让他告诉他圣经的话就是神的话。
But I think I have a better answer.
但是我有一个更好的答案。
I said, look at my Christian friends, my brothers and sisters.
我说，你就看我的基督徒的弟兄姐妹。
The words of Jesus have transformed so many millions of people's lives.
耶稣，改变了成百上上千然后上百万人的生命。
There is a young man who lived in downtown Norwich.
在 Norwich 有一个年轻人。
He was a cocaine drug dealer.
他本来是一个毒贩。
One of our Christian police officers had to arrest him several times.
一个基督徒的警察，去逮捕了他好几次。
When he arrested him, he would tell him about the love of God and the words of Jesus.
每次他都这位警察都把神的爱告诉给这个毒贩。
Today, the same young man who was once a drug dealer.
今天这个往日的年轻的毒贩
has a wonderful family. He's a good father. He's a wonderful, loving husband. And he's a leader in one of the churches in downtown Norwich. His story is in a national Christian magazine. He said the words of Jesus changed his whole life.
他说是耶稣的道改变了我的一生。
He was in Hartford last year and shook the hand of the governor of Connecticut.
他去年还在 Hartford 和康州的州长握手。
We could tell his story of a transformed life a million times.
像他这样认识了耶稣就重新开始重生的故事有很多很多。
If the words of Jesus were not the supernatural words of God, this kind of change would be impossible.
如果耶稣的道不是有巨大能力的有大能的话，那么这些都是不可能的。
Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away.
耶稣说天地要废去，我的话却不会废去。
Now, am I saying that don't need to pay attention to the rest of the words in the whole Bible?
我是在说那圣经里面其他的话就不重要了吗？
No, I'm saying read the whole Bible from the first page to the last page.
不是的，我们还是要把圣经从头到尾都来阅读。
But at the heart, in the very center of this truth, are the words of Jesus Christ himself.
但是圣经的中心就是耶稣的道。
Later in the series of sermons, I'll talk about what Jesus said about the Old Testament scripture.
在这一系列的讲道中，我以后会继续讲圣经，圣经里耶稣其他的话，比如说他来评论旧约。
I'll give you a preview of that sermon now.
我现在给你们稍微讲一点点。
Jesus quoted every section of the Old Testament.
耶稣引用了旧约里面的每一章每一书。
He never corrected one word in the Old Testament.
他每次引用旧约的时候，从来没有做过任何的更正改动。
And he promised that he did not come to change a single word of the truth in the Old Testament.
而且他明确的保证他不是来改变任何事的。
So that's how I know that I need to understand the whole Bible.
由此我知道我需要了解圣经的全部。
If you want to know what did God say to mankind,
如果你想知道神对人类到底说了什么的话，
read and study the words of Jesus.
就好好来读耶稣的话。
So what do I think all of you should do about this?
那我对你们大家有什么样的要求呢？
I'm suggesting that you get or download the Kindle version of the Red Letter New Testament.
我建议你们都来去看一下这个红字版，你可以下载电子版，比如说。
For your own study, take another writing tablet and begin to write down the things that Jesus said.
把耶稣自己说的话都抄写下来。
Begin to think about how does this compare to the way I live?
然后来比较一下，耶稣说的话和他的要求，比较一下自己的生活。
For example, he said, do nice things to people who do bad things to you.
比如他说要善待那些对你不好的人。
Do I believe this?
我相信吗？
If I believe this, then my wife, my children, the people I work with should see me doing nice things for people who do bad things to me.
如果我真的相信的话，我有没有这样做呢？那我的家人和我的同事有没有看到我是这样去善待那些对我不好的人呢？
Is there anything in the teaching of Jesus that you or I know that we are not doing right now that he said we should do?
有没有一些话，一些事是你知道耶稣是这样教我们的，但是我们却没有做到呢？
Is there anything in the teaching of Jesus that he said I should not do that I am now doing?
有没有耶稣教导我们不要做的事，而我们现在却在做呢？
Jesus made these wonderful promises to his disciples.
耶稣给了他的门徒们这样美好的应许。
He said that if we know his words and we live them, he will give us eternal life.
他说，如果我们知道他的道，并且遵守他的道，他就会给我们永生。
If we study and learn his words and do what he said, we will have an unshakable life.
如果我们学习他的话，明白他的话，并且照着去做，我们的生活就是不可动摇的。
Jesus promised us that if we know the words of God and we look at his words as the word of God to us with that authority, then we will live the life God intended.
他说，如果我们知道神的话，而且知道耶稣的话就是神的话，而且照着去行，那样我们就会是神所喜悦的人。
No other voice on earth, not my professor, not the people in my family, not my culture, nothing can change me, shake me from following the word of God.
这世界上的其他因素，不管别人怎么说，是我的教授，还是我的家人，我的周围的人，他们的意见都不重要，只要我们去照着神的话去行。
At the end of my earthly life, you and I, all of us will face a final test.
在我们在这个世界上最后的时候，我们都会有最后的一场考试。
Like all students in history, all of us want to know what is on the test.
就像所有的考生一样，我们都很急切地想知道考试的内容是什么呢？
The words of Jesus are on the test.
耶稣的道就是考试的内容。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for giving us the very words of God.
神啊，感谢你给我们，神你从你那里来的话。
You created us to love us and to spend eternity with us in heaven.
你创造了我们，并且要我们和你一起，有永生。
Jesus, you promised that you came to give us life and life to the full.
耶稣，你来到世上来给我们更丰盛的生命。
The words that you spoke in your earthly ministry are critical to finding and living this life.
你给我们的道是让我们在这个世上可以遵循的。
As your disciples, your students, may we take the time to learn what you said.
让我们每一个基督徒都花时间来学习你说的每一句话。
Give us the help of your spirit to actually live the things we learn.
让你的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们能活出你说的每一句话。
Thank you that it's faith in the word of God, Jesus himself, that passes the final test of life.
感谢你，让我们有耶稣在我们心中，让我们最后能够完成这个最后的考试。
We pray these things in the name of the living word, Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.